Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to you on this Christmas Eve Sunday. We are so glad to have you here with us to worship the Lord, to celebrate the birth of Jesus this morning. If you are a guest here with us today, we are especially thankful that you are here. We'd love to be able to connect with you in a special way at our guest table in the lobby after the service, if you have a moment to stop by before you head out for all your Christmas Eve traditions today. If you would stand with me for a moment as we open our service with a reading of Scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew writes, "This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means 'God with us.' When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus."
Good morning. We are going to sing some traditional Christmas carols this morning. Let it be like worship this morning. We're so glad you're here. Angels we have heard on high. Yeah.
Yes, Lord, we worship you. We give you time. We think about you in big ways right now during this season. We make you big in our lives. You're over everything. You love us. You provide for us. You care for us. You're faithful. We love you, Jesus. During this time, during this season, we meditate and think about you. Think about your goodness and your greatness. We think about how as far as the east is from the west, that's how far you remove our transgressions from us. We think about the birth of Jesus and what it means and what it represents, and how because of this light coming into the world, that we can have light, that we can have life. We can experience new and fresh fullness of joy and life in you. We have peace and hope and love and joy. We love you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers are coming forward to help us with our giving moment. If you're a guest with us, we don't want you to feel any kind of pressure. This is for our home folks, but just it's part of our worship. It's what we do at Christian Fellowship Church as a part of our worship. And so we want to worship God in that way. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've provided. Thank you for your provision in our lives, and we give back to you of what you've given to us. It's yours anyway, God. Thank you, fathers. Amen and amen. I want to read Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census This was the first census that took place while Quintus, was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came. You guys can go ahead and pass those. You don't have to wait for me to finish reading. You're making me nervous standing there. Probably making you nervous too. Everybody's staring at you. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen, heard, and seen, which were just as they had been told.
While they're passing the offering buckets, can I get all the kids or as many kids as we can get up here to the front? Yep. I promise I won't have you doing push-ups, but y'all come up here real quick. Let's do something just for y'all.
We know we're not as cool as Miss Claudia and Miss Casey. We're going to sing a couple songs just for y'all, and you probably sing them in your Christmas programs, but we want to hear how cool you can sing, okay? You got to sing real loud. Pastor Will's going to lead on the guitar.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. All right, now, if y'all can't sing,
I know, not one of them.
You're going to be up here forever, guys. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing your sleighing song.
There we go.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That girl a mic with her name on it.
Awesome. That's great.
One more. Let's do one more.
One more song?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Then we've got something for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. One more time.
Now turn around and face everybody. Now you're going to do it one more time.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your king. King tidings we bring.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, come back. Okay. We had something for you.
Everybody come get a glow stick out of one of these two. You guys are going to need it. Yeah, thanks. Oh, those are real. Duly noted. It's Christmas Eve. Oh. Oh, we got mood lighting. Guys, it's exciting to be here with you guys to celebrate tonight. I don't know spiritually where you stand, if this is a Sunday you were drugged to or if this is a Sunday you look forward to. I heard a story long ago about a young man that was living in Los Angeles. He was from a small rural nowhere town, and he had left on hard terms with his family. He decided to write home and tell them that he wanted to come home. It had been years since he had deserted them. He had ended up in trouble time and time again, over and over again.
at the end of his rope. His desire was simply to just come home and make amends, but he was unsure if his family would even want him around. He had left so angry those many years ago and said some things that he wished he hadn't. And so he wrote a note and asked for a simple sign. If they wanted him to come home, all they had to do was turn on a light on the porch. It seemed dumb, but he knew that if he saw that light, then he would know that it was safe to come home. If he didn't see that light, he'd just simply continue on his journey. The story goes that that young man took a bus back home, and knowing the bus had about a 20-minute stop, he jumped off to go run by his parents' house to see if the light was on. He wasn't expecting anything. He didn't feel he was worth it to them anyway. He had burned that bridge long ago, and they weren't there for him when he needed them anyhow. But he walked from the bus stop around the corner to his parents' place. And as he rounded the corner, cars were lined up bumper to bumper. It seemed as though the whole town was mulling about on his street. He thought about giving up. He thought about turning around, just going on about his business. But he noticed that at the end of the street, there seemed to be a glow. He pushed through the crowd, step by step, drawing closer towards the glow, realizing that it was coming from his parents' home. They hadn't just turned on one light, but rather the whole house was covered in thousands and thousands of bright twinkling lights. That young man who had been so full of fear, so full of anxiety, was overwhelmed by the forgiveness, the love his family had displayed for him. He knew in that moment that he was not just wanted, he was overwhelmingly desired. He knew in his heart that he would be welcomed, accepted, and most of all, that he would be loved. He knew he wasn't just at his parents' place, but rather that he was home. It's Christmas Eve, and the lights are one of the first things that come to mind during the holiday season. I still remember very vividly, my family would drive to a local Christmas tree stand, and we'd find a noble fir. Had to be a noble fir. Mom demanded it be a noble fir, so none of us argued. It was a noble fir. And if you know anything about a noble fir, like, there's all of three branches on it. Like, there's it. It's beautiful once it's like the perfect display shelf for ornaments, for lights. Like, there's a row of leaves and a row of leaves and a row of leaves and maybe the top. There's not a lot. But Mom had to have a noble fir, and then the lights had to be placed meticulously. Like, you'd come up the branch and then back down the branch. We could not put tinsel on the tree. Dad had something about tinsel. He didn't talk about it much. I vaguely heard a story one year that Papa and Mama used to make him place the tinsel, like, piece by piece on the tree limbs. And I think he, like, tried to place two or three at once, and from there, like, he never talked about it again. We didn't do tinsel, so that was that. But the lights were meticulous, and it took time. It took a lot of time, but when you step back and looked at it, it was beautiful. It was amazing. It was the glow. It was the warmth. It was everything. And this was in South Texas, where it was 98 degrees out. You didn't want it getting much warmer, but somehow that tree, those lights, it warmed you. Every year. Light and Christmas are a powerful combination. Take tonight, for example. Here in a moment, we're all going to bask in the glow of a small sea of candlelight. I'd be willing to wager that during these these last couple weeks, more than a few of you have driven out to Crazy House or around some of the lights around town. Some of you will leave here today, make plans to spend time driving through neighborhoods just to gaze upon the beautiful lights placed upon homes, upon trees, upon bushes, upon fences, upon everything. This evening will conclude for most of us around a Christmas tree. Maybe not a noble fir, but still decorated with colorful strands of light that will be illuminating faces that are aglow with the brightness of excitement. Light is a powerful part of Christmas. Have you ever tried to picture Christmas without light? Would the season be the same if the light displays in our neighborhoods or even at our local stores or down city streets weren't there? What if we didn't fill the branches of our Christmas trees with tiny twinkling lights? Would the tradition of bringing home a cut tree into our living room still carry the weight that it does? Would the sights be as inviting or attractive? Would the light on our faces, the glow in our hearts, would it be just as bright if there were no lights waiting for you at home? Would the mood of this worship service, would this be different here if it were a service without candlelight? Definitively. I mean, absolutely, yes. Christmas would not be the same. Now, what about this? What if we tried to celebrate Christmas without the one true light, without the light of Jesus? Would you or I be able to find just as much joy, just as much excitement, just as much warmth within the season, still lighting candles, still wrapping gifts, decorating trees, still putting lights on our homes and our bushes, on our fences? But if Jesus hadn't come? Probing a bit deeper into our hearts, would you and I be filled with just as much excitement, just as much anticipation? Would we be overflowing with joy if we didn't have all of those other images of light, yet still had Jesus? The answer to that question, it's immensely important, because it reveals where our true joy, our hope, our light is found. You and I need to constantly ask ourselves those very questions, to test ourselves, to ask ourselves, and to look within our own hearts to see if maybe we have become blinded by the lights. Blinded by lights that divert our attention from the light of hope. Blinded by lights that can divert our attention from the ray of love from our Heavenly Father. It was light brilliantly revealed in the birth of his son as a baby boy in the town of Bethlehem. You see, if you and I answer those questions truthfully, we have to admit that there have been times when we've all fallen prey to lights that fade. The attacks are launched quite often at this time of year, and ceaselessly they try to pull our attention away from the one true light, the meaning of Christmas. I must shamefully admit that there have been many a time that those tacks have been successful even in my own life. Maybe in yours too. Sometimes so much so that it makes us feel ashamed about returning home. The enemy of life, he rejoices when he succeeds in diverting our attention from the one true light, the meaning of Christmas, with what's seemingly important or supposedly urgent. Even in the trappings of tradition. The prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, he wrote this scripture. It says this, "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." Hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, and the prophet prophesied about a time when the people would be able to walk in the light. You and I are those people. You and I are those people. In the midst of our self-chosen darkness, the undeserved light of God's love shines brightly this Christmas Eve. Just as the prophet Isaiah foretold. With longing eyes, our focus returns this time of year to simply a baby. But in him, in his face, we see the brightness of the dawn of God's forgiveness that draws each and every one of us home. His name is Jesus, because he has saved us. His people from our sins. A Savior is here. No longer do we live in darkness, for we are children of the light. God is here among us. He has come to meet us. He came to die for us. Came to save us. With the angels singing, the shepherds rejoicing. The everlasting light fills us with his love and his life. Here in just a moment, we're all going to light each other's candle, sharing the love of Christ. I'm going to have Pastor Brandon and Pastor Greg come up in just a second, and I'm going to light theirs, and they're going to go down the center, and I'm going to have you just pass to your left, your right, down the aisle. Christmas is God's light show. As we go ahead and turn the lights down, Jesus Christ himself is God's light. It reminds all of us that we are accepted.
What's up, Merry Parents? Merry Christmas.
Jesus is God's light to all of his prodigal children. That in Christ we find redemption. Jesus is God's light, telling all of us that we're welcomed, we're accepted, we're loved. The night before Christmas it's a special one for all of us. Not because of any tradition, this is a special night because the hope of the nations. The light of the world came to warm us with his forgiving love. Came to set our hearts on fire to follow him. Tonight I pray that that light, the light of faith in Jesus Christ, would shine with radiance in our hearts today and always.
Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No. The story of
Christmas reminds us all how far our God reaches out for all of us. We who, the Bible states, were enemies by our own choice, choosing our way over God's. We alienated ourselves, and yet we were not abandoned. Instead, God reached out through His Son, Jesus, so that through His love, you and I could experience reconciliation, redemption, even restoration. You and I are called to be a chosen people, a holy people, a people of God. You and I are called to be His light. Tonight, real quickly, if you haven't experienced the life-changing light of His love for you, if your life is illuminated by nothing more than lights that seem to constantly fade, then I encourage you to talk to someone today. Talk to somebody about what it means to have a personal relationship with a God who desires you tonight, today. Still early, and yet it feels so dark. But today I pray that His light would fill not just your season, but I pray that His light would fill your life with His love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. If you'll bow your heads with me, Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your light. The light that You extended to each and every one of us on a day that we now celebrate as Christmas. The birth of Your Son in the town of Bethlehem. The light that would never go dim. The light that would give us hope, even in the darkness. Father, tonight I pray that that light would burn strong in each and every one of us. Father, that we would continue to grow spiritually, Father. Looking to You as the source, the flame, Father, the light of our path. And that through it, Lord Jesus, we would continue to extend that flame, that light, that love to those around us. May Your name and Your Son be glorified today and always through our lives. We pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. 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 God bless you guys. Y'all have a very wonderful Christmas Eve.
Joy to the world.